Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 681. I've gotten a few phone calls from parents recently, parents of toddlers, asking how to stop their kids' tantrums. And so I knew it was time to talk about tantrums again here on the podcast. I understand where those parents are coming from. How do I stop my toddler's tantrums? And I remember asking that question as a parent of toddlers myself. And I wish that someone had explained this to me when my kiddos were toddlers, because it would have been so much more helpful. But I'm going to share it with you here today for those of you who have toddlers. We don't need to try to stop our toddler's tantrums. Toddler tantrums are completely and utterly normal, developmentally appropriate, actually. When kids are babies, for the most part, I mean, we're all wired differently, but when kids are babies, they kind of go with the flow. They cry if they're hungry or tired or they have gas or something like that, but babies just kind of go with the flow. And most babies are fairly easygoing. And so I think they lull us into a false sense of our kids being just totally go with the flow. And then oftentimes our kids become toddlers, maybe 2 years old, maybe it takes until three, but suddenly they become these different people. They have strong opinions and they have tantrums. And where the heck did these kids come from? They're not the kids we've lived with for the last couple years. Well, what happens developmentally, in a nutshell, is that kids start forming their own opinions. They're learning so much about the world around them every day, and they start forming ideas about what they would like the world to look like and how they would like things to go. And those strong opinions also come along with strong emotions. Their emotions are very intense when they're toddlers. And they also still lack impulse control. Now, impulse control is something that continues to grow and mature until at least the mid-20s. But as a toddler, you have zero impulse control, generally speaking. So toddlers have this perfect storm of situations going on. They have strong opinions, strong emotions, and zero impulse control. So when our child has a tantrum, they're screaming and crying and throwing themselves on the floor, kicking and screaming, we might instinctively want to stop their tantrum. It's uncomfortable for us. It looks uncomfortable for them. And so we reach out to someone and say, how do we stop this? But it's not necessary, and it's not even a good idea to stop a tantrum. That would be like trying to stop a hurricane or stop a tornado or cork up dynamite and keep it from exploding. I mean, any kind of thing like that. If we try to stop our child's tantrum, we're preventing them from being able to release all of that pent-up energy and emotion in their little bodies. And that's not good. We don't want to do that. The goal, I tell parents, is to try to anticipate potential tantrum triggers and try to reduce them as much as possible. We can certainly reduce the number of tantrums our child has by being more attuned to them and understand what sets them off and try to navigate those situations more effectively. But we're never going to prevent all tantrums. That's just absolutely not going to happen. We can try to proactively reduce the number of tantrums they have. But when we can't prevent it, and we see it's going to happen, or it's about to happen, or it just started, all we can do is weather the storm. You cannot tell a hurricane not to dump rain and wind on your house, and you can't tell a toddler not to have a tantrum. You just have to weather that storm. And of course, you want to make sure your child is safe. Give them a safe place to express all that emotion and pent up frustration, so that they're not, you know, having a tantrum in the middle of the street. But aside from keeping them safe, let them get it out of their system. Reassure them, comfort them, be with them. Show them that you are strong enough to withstand their tantrum. You're not crumbling or falling apart or having a tantrum of your own. Show them that you're strong and you're the anchor in their lives and you can handle it. And they can work their way through it, and you're going to be there for them. And then, as part of this ongoing process, this is not a one-time deal, but as part of this ongoing process, you want to start building skills in your child. Build skills such as label their emotions. You were very sad. You were very unhappy. You were very angry. You were very mad. You're very upset that you didn't get the blue cup instead of the red cup. Things like that. That way it helps them to start identifying and labeling their own emotions. And as they keep developing and maturing through toddlerhood, you can also start helping them get different ideas of what they could do instead of falling on the ground screaming. They could try to say to you, "Mommy, Daddy, I wanted the red cup instead of the blue cup, but you gave me the blue one." And then if they were able to say that, then you could work through that with them and maybe prevent the tantrum. But that is an ongoing conversation that you're going to have to keep working on, because it takes them a while to develop enough language to be able to express themselves, to remember an option aside from a tantrum to express their frustration or deal with the thing that they don't like. These things take time. But what I really want to leave you with is that tantrums are developmentally normal for our little kids, our toddlers, and our preschoolers. And so I want to discourage you from trying to stop them, encourage you to try to reduce the frequency of them, and also give you the confidence that you can withstand this. And your toddler's going to be just fine. And all toddlers have tantrums, and there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's perfectly normal. So I hope some of these ideas help you to navigate your toddler's tantrums in a better, more peaceful, confident way. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support,
reach out to me. I am here to help you.